State lawmakers are more than halfway to the goal of a 100-day session. Joining me now to talk about what's on the agenda for this coming week is Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. Hey, Ben.
Good morning.
So let's talk about something we haven't really talked about so far this year, which is the budget. Typically, this is the time of year when talks, if they're not really ramping up, you start hearing about them. What are you hearing about them?
Not a whole lot yet, which for those of us who are watching the day count, we're at 64 of what's scheduled to be 100 days at the Capitol. And that's not a good sign for the budget coming together. Although the bright spot this year is that the first thing that legislators usually fight over is just predicting how much money they'll be able to spend. And they compete on that front with the governor's office. Governor Doug Ducey's staff has their figures to project how much revenue the state might have. The legislature has budget analysts that have a different prediction, but they're actually not too far apart on that, about $90 million, which might sound like a lot in a vacuum, but contextually, they can be hundreds of millions of dollars apart on that figure in years past. But what I've been told is that there has not been an agreement on that yet. And until you figure out how much money you got in the piggy bank to spend, you can't figure out what you're going to spend it on.
Well, so if lawmakers and the governor are closer on that front than they have been maybe in years past, it would seem as though that would be maybe an easier thing to move beyond and then start talking about how to divvy up the money.
Gosh, you would think so, but here we are still, and there's no agreement on that yet. And I think a part of that has been there's a pretty involved process in the House of Representatives now where they've tried to get the rank and file membership more involved in budget negotiations or more to the point, just more involved in the budget process and giving them a voice. So they've been jumping through a couple of hoops that they have to get through as far as making sure that all their members have input. The Senate has just started to meet in small groups last week, but those were very informal, and it was more of presentations to members on what the budget numbers are maybe starting to look like, and they're not soliciting feedback just yet. So we're really dragging on here, and we'll probably need to see some pretty significant movement in the next couple of weeks if that 100-day mark is going to be realistic.
Ben, is there a sense that once they come to an agreement on how much money there is, that the process of divvying it up will be easy, hard? What do you think?
I think it could be easier in years past. There's not some of the marquee disagreements than there have been in previous years. One of the big gripes that we've heard, especially from Republican members, has been a proposal from Governor Ducey to borrow money for public school construction, K-12 schools. And in fact, there's actually some pretty positive revenue projections that are coming out that might mean that sort of a borrowing plan isn't necessary. There's a push from the legislature to maybe use some of that extra cash just to pay for the school construction up front and not have it cost so much in the years out. And if that can be resolved, there might be a pretty speedy negotiation process.
Ben, quickly before I let you go, I want to ask you about one bill that is on a Senate committee agenda this week. It would launch what's called the Safe to Tell program, which looks like it's allowing more anonymous reporting on concerns about school safety.
Yeah, and this bill has been adopted by other state legislatures as well. Just north of us, Nevada adopted a plan to bring this program in, I believe, in 2015. In Nevada, it was pitched mostly as like an anti-bullying measure. It does allow students, anyone really, to anonymously report to a state hotline something happening in their school. And the sponsor of the bill, Representative Paul Boyer, in a committee hearing in the House about a month ago, also pitched it as not just bullying, but maybe something where it could help anonymously report potentially dangerous activity, potentially a school shooting. So as far as school safety is concerned, this might be the only legislation I can think of that could specifically address that. Now, what we're also seeing at the Capitol is a push to address a number of other school safety and more specifically gun violence issues. There's a bit of a groundswell among Democrats and some groups who will be at the Capitol this week, including one this morning, to try and force votes on that. But As far as school safety is concerned, that bill 2489 is about the only one so far.
All right. That's Ben Giles with the Arizona Capital Times. Ben, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you.